Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Russian President Vladimir Putin is vowing retribution following yesterday's armed attack on a crowded concert hall outside Moscow that left at least 133 people dead and scores injured. An offshoot of the Islamic State has publicly claimed responsibility, yet the Russian leader has focused on a suspected Ukrainian link. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In an address to the nation, President Putin said authorities had arrested 11 people in connection with the attack, including the four gunmen he said were primarily responsible. Putin said those who had shot and killed innocent civilians had been detained on their way to the Ukrainian border, where Ukrainians had arranged to smuggle them to safety. Ukraine has denied any involvement in the attack. The Russian leader made no mention of any possible role by the Islamic State. Neither did he refer to American warnings issued 2 weeks ago that the U.S. had credible reports of an imminent attack by extremists on a public event in Moscow. The Russian leader later dismissed the American claims as fear-mongering. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said today it's time to silence the guns and stop the nightmare in Gaza. Speaking from the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, he said more aid must be allowed into the territory, especially during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan.
Fasting with you on Ramadan, I'm deeply troubled to know that so many people in Gaza will not be able to have a proper iftar. Here from this crossing, we see the heartbreak and heartlessness of it all. A long line of blocked relief trucks on one side of the gates, the long shadow of starvation on the other.
Guterres also again called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. President Biden today signed into law a $1.2 trillion spending package, averting a partial government shutdown. It was approved by the Senate early this morning with bipartisan support. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
The final passage of six spending bills to fund the Pentagon and other agencies is 6 months overdue. The fiscal year ends in September, but lawmakers fought for months over the size and scope of the annual budget. That fight contributed to the ousting of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy late last year, led by a small group of hard-right conservatives angry about the budget limits McCarthy set with President Biden last summer. In the end, Speaker Mike Johnson upheld that bipartisan agreement and relied on Democratic support to get all 12 annual bills passed. As a result, Johnson is now facing an effort to remove him from leadership, this time led by Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Parkland, Florida today. She's visiting the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed in a mass shooting in 2018. Harris heads the White House Office on Gun Violence Prevention. Just as the warmest winter on record in the U.S. has ended, some cities are seeing significant springtime snow. NPR's Amy Held reports after a season of suspended ski runs and canceled ice festivals, heavy snowfall is forecast across the U.S. this weekend.
It may be spring, but winter weather missed the memo. From the Northeast into the Midwest, snowfall could near or top 1 foot. On the heels of what was, for many, a snow drought. Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service says a storm is moving from the Rockies into the Dakotas and Minnesota.
We're looking at the potential for blowing snow that will reduce visibilities, may travel more treacherous.
In Texas and New Mexico, those strong winds where it's warmer and drier will bring wildfire risk. In parts of upstate New York and New England, another snowstorm is bringing isolated totals approaching 2 feet. Farther south and into the mid-Atlantic, it's heavy rain and possible flash flooding. Amy Held, NPR News.
The automotive conglomerate Stellantis is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles, citing a problem with the side airbags. They could explode with too much force and hurl metal fragments at drivers and passengers. The recall notice covers Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300s made from 2018 to 2021. No injuries have been reported. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News.